This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. I'm Jeffrey Riley. The people who live on the streets in our towns are people, just people, but we tend to identify them by an easy, shorter phrase, the homeless. Our next guest was determined to know some of them by name and to learn their stories. So Chan Bush, a photographer and writer who lives in Jacksonville, talked to homeless people in Oregon and California and compiled their pictures and stories in the book The Homeless, A Living Gallery of Hope. Chan Bush, thanks for joining me in the Jefferson Exchange studio.
Oh, good morning. Top of the morning.
So talk about your work in photography. You've been at this for half a century. What do you mean it's a meditation for you?
Well, when you grab a camera, you're looking at life out in front of you. But that life becomes a square, so everything gets narrow. You're trying to put an image in a square and make it dynamic or make somebody purchase it, mm-hmm. something like that.
What subjects usually capture your attention? What have you done the most photography of?
I've done it all. Entertainers, book covers, magazines. I've had some major accounts that were good to me because I gave them good customer services and good prices. So I got return jobs.
This particular project that was turned into the book, The Homeless, really kind of found you in a sense, and it sounds like at a self-service car wash of all places.
You're right. I drove into a car wash at one of those dollar jobs, you know, pulled out of the car wash, rolled down my left window, and a damn dog jumped in my window. Two paws, and his nose was like nose to nose, and I had goosebumps all over my damn body. I was scared to death, right? Look at
You got the goosebumps.
So
now.
Then I looked out through the window, tattered shoes, Levi's all torn, dirty feet, you know, and then I heard his voice. He's just a friendly dog. So I said, I asked him his name. He wouldn't give it to me. And I said, I'm only 14, and I've been homeless for 2 years. And I said, well, can I buy you lunch? Can I buy you a Coke? Candy bar. He says, no, I have a friend. My dog's my friend. I said, wow. And then he wandered off. Never saw him again. That night, I couldn't sleep. I went to sleep, woke up at 2:13 in the morning. And I don't know where it came from. I'm going to do a book on the homeless. I got up in the morning and said, how stupid can you be? I'm going to do a book. You never read a book in your life. And that's how it all got started.
So you write that you were both exhilarated by the idea and dreading it a bit, too.
Of course. I'd never written a book before. I've co-authored a lot of books, but I was basically the photographer. So the next morning, grabbed my camera. Here I go. I got a yellow piece of paper. I went down, and the first guy I went to, I walked up to him. I said, hey, I'm Chan Bush. What's your name? He said, oh, my name's Dante. And I said, whoa. But while I was walking up, heartbeat, heartbeat, heartbeat. Oh, is he going to hit me? Is he going to cuss me out? Whatever. I talked to that guy for a half an hour, and he wrote his story down for me. Mm-hmm. His name was Dante.
How did you come to that wrinkle, though, the idea of having the people write their own stuff down rather than you taking notes or recording them or something?
Well, I'm against authors, basically. Because they put flowery stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. So I went with keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple. Get to the point. Get it over with. And I didn't think that they would take that much time with me, mm-hmm. you know. And I did compensate them at the end of the interview. Mm-hmm. And then when I got that one done, I was on my way. It was persevere time.
Compensate them how?
With money. Mm-hmm. Money. Or they want conversation. Mm-hmm. If you, the jerks are the ones in the cars.
Oh,
what do they say? Mm-hmm. AH, MF, mm-hmm. so on and so on.
The people driving past, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a bath, go buy some soap, you know. Mm-hmm. But they want this. They need the money to eat, but they need to talk. I'm a human being. And when you introduce yourself to them and ask them their name, you're on a one-to-one basis like that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Look, I'm still getting... Yeah. Tight.
Chan Bush is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's written a book or actually taken pictures and let people who are homeless write the book. It is called The Homeless, A Living Gallery of Hope, compiled from interviews in Oregon and California. That first interview, Dante Carlson, you did not read what he wrote until later.
Right.
What was that moment like?
It's this dead silence. Good God Almighty, what have I got myself into? Mm-hmm. You know, and then, but you get fired up too, because it actually changes you a little bit. Because when I first went out and saw the homeless in Los Angeles and other places, they were caricatures, they're cartoons. I was a photographer. Oh, that'd make a good cartoon, or that's a good caricature. But it's not that way, you know? So you get involved. You become one of their members.
Before this, did you think of kind of the generic the homeless? Were they just some sort of faceless entity to you?
Not really. I just kind of didn't see them. Mm-hmm. I saw them in that square format again, as a picture. I didn't see them as anything else until I met them. You know, the uncanny thing about all of those people, you wouldn't believe it. Not one of them ever used the word profanity of any kind. Out of 82 people, I never heard a swear word.
Really?
And I had to clean up my act.
Uh-huh.
I did.
But you mentioned there were swear words coming at homeless people on a fairly regular basis,
of course,
from the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why? I don't know. Human beings are super rude in the 90s and the 2000s.
Is that when you did this?
No. It's been a 3-year process.
Mm-hmm. Starting when?
Don't really know. Mm-hmm. What's 2024?
Mm-hmm.
Probably about 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it'd take that long.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like yesterday.
Mm-hmm. You're not a young man. I mean, this is not something. How old are you that you decided?
I'll be 90 in December.
Wow.
You're just a young man.
I feel like one in your presence. That's a compliment to you.
No, I'm being punished. God's punishing me. I'm living too long.
Let's come back to the people in the book.
Okay.
Did you leave it completely up to them what they would write about?
Absolutely. That hand them an 8.5x11 piece of paper. Write your story. Oh, then they say, "What do I do?" Just write. Tell me your story. I'm going to walk over there 10 feet, and when you're done, you call me. And then I would tell them, that's the story. If they use a swear word, fine. Bad grammar, misspelling, scribbling. Some of them I could hardly read. And that's their story, by them. And then out of that story, I would pull a quote, and I would put that under their name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that each of them had a little extra thing there. So did you get a sense from each of them why they live on the streets?
All kinds of reasons. COVID. Two ladies were COVID. They had a job and couldn't pay the rent. The only person I met that he chose that way of life. He hated capitalism. So he just chose that way of life. I said, "Where do you get a bath?" He said, "The rain's my bath. Or the lake is my bath." Weird,
so,
huh?
Yeah, so I want to ask you, Joe Foster, the second person in the book,
right.
He says he picks up trash all the time.
Yeah.
Why?
He wants to pay back. Joe was an alcoholic and could not stop. Yeah, I've had several conversations with him, and he says, "I just can't stop. I'm an alcoholic, and I know it. I'm not a bad alcoholic, but I'm just an alcoholic." So he says, picks up trash to pay back. That's his way of paying back. It makes him feel bitter, I think.
And so his was not by any stretch the only story of substance abuse.
No, not at all. There's others.
Mm-hmm.
Some were, I guess, what? Dope. One girl I had, she just kept floating. I don't know what she had, but she was gone, man. She was in a different world. She was floating on the earth. I thought she was in the clouds.
But by and large, most of the people were coherent when they talked to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They like to tell their story. Like the veteran in there who was wounded in Afghanistan 3 times, came back, couldn't get his VA benefits because his commanding officer told him to go shoot everything in the village, children, dogs, anything you see, you shoot. He says, "I won't do it." Boom, disarmable discharge.
Wow.
Wounded 3 times.
And he's one of several veterans that you talked to.
Two or three. Mm-hmm.
Two or three.
Yeah.
We're talking to Chan Bush, an author and photographer who lives in Jacksonville. His most recent work is called The Homeless, A Living Gallery of Hope. He took the pictures. He let the people tell their own stories. Talk about Dakota Haight, a guy who liked to play the guitar. What happened to him?
Well, Dakota, I met him in a parking lot, and I didn't know he was homeless at the time. He was just walking out of the van, and then I saw him get a sign out or something, and I said, "Are you homeless?" He said, "Yeah." He's a real nice guy. He's a real pleasant dude. And I said, "Well, what's your story here? I'm doing a book on the homeless. Would you like to be in it?" And he paused. He said, "Yeah, sure." And then his wife or girlfriend came, don't do it. He said, "I want to do it." I said, "Well, okay, well, tell me your story." He says, "Well, I lost my arm because I had cocaine, too much cocaine. I had to cut my arm off. And I was a guitar player." That's heavy.
Yeah.
Cut his arm. And now his quote, you can see the quote in the book is, "I can't play anymore."
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big one. And the look on his face.
I hear he's in rehab. I just heard he was in rehab. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to get his life back.
Was it hard for you, Chan, to walk away from some of these people after you learned about the things they've been through? There's a lot of trauma, a lot of drama in their lives that got them onto the streets.
No, because I didn't see it as trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That just unfortunate. It could happen to you tomorrow. Could happen to me tomorrow. It doesn't take much to be homeless. And I'll bet you $1,000 to a penny that there's going to be another 100,000 of them.
Why do you say that?
In this society, they can't afford it. Who can afford rent these days? They just raise the taxes on houses. Who's going to pay for that? People are going to wind up homeless.
There's one person.
And it's not their choice.
No. One person you talked to, Eddie Fleming, who said the homeless community is extremely large out here. Did you get a sense of what's more common, that people are homeless and solo, or that they're homeless and they have people to be around?
Pretty much, they tend to stick to themselves. Mm-hmm. They may have one or two buddies, but they got to be careful too, because there's robbery out there and fights, you know. Some guy's high on dope, and they steal from each other, which is kind of funny. And they could be bunking together, and this guy will get up there and steal from the other guy. That's not a human beings. They've lost that a little bit, but they're still human beings, but they've lost their values.
It seems
as you and I are on the street, and we're homeless. Mm-hmm. I would be your brother, right? That's old school. That's army. I take care of my brother, but they're not brothers in that sense of the word.
Huh.
They got to survive.
At all costs. You found a big range, it seems, too, about their thoughts about the future. Some people seem to have some hope. Some people are like, "Yeah, I'm just out
very
here."
Very little, though. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to get day by day.
Mm-hmm.
There's not too much hope. There's a little, but not a lot. I didn't see here too much of that, because they don't know what they're going to do tomorrow. They don't know if they're going to be cold, hungry, in jail for whatever reason. The cops are pretty brutal on them.
Where'd you go find people?
All over.
Mm-hmm.
Just driving around. Parking lots, Walmart, cul-de-sacs, everywhere. Parks, on a bench, in front of the library, all over there.
Of the 82 people you talked to, is there one story that sticks with you more than any other?
Wow, that's a good one. You throw me a curveball. Two of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Number one would be the veteran,
uh-huh,
who doesn't get his benefits because he was wounded. And mm-hmm, the second is Dakota, because he's a guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a guitar player. So I relate. I said, "Wow, how do you live with that?" Because, you know, if you're an artist, everything is important to you is what? Your mm-hmm art. Whether it be painting, guitar, piano, writing, that's your art. You take that away, what do you got? Half a human being. You've taken half a human being away, right?
Well,
like if you lost this job and you couldn't do it anymore because you couldn't speak, that'd be pretty devastating, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
That's the homeless.
Sense of identity, yeah.
There you go.
A couple seconds left here. Did you keep up contact with any of the people?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Part of my community.
Have they seen the book?
Some of them.
Uh-huh.
They love it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, it's an amazing piece of work. I mean, and thanks for putting it together, and thanks for sharing it with us
on
the Jefferson Exchange. It is called The Homeless.
Thank you.
A Living Gallery of Hope by Chan Bush, who lives in Jacksonville and is going strong at almost age 90. Chan, thanks again so much.
My pleasure.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back.